In the morning, this past week, Zdaf, we Seches Pesachim, Zdaf Chavov. The main sugi on Zdaf Chavov starts already on Chav Hei Amud Beis. We want to just give a little hakdomo, a preface to the sugi. It's a little confusing, the sugi, so we try to put things in order. We find Maseches Shabbos, Maseches Beil, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon is mentioned. Dovah Sheinu Miskaven, it's mutter. Also, Rabbi Shimon says Dovah Sheinu Miskaven is mutter. Something is done with that intention, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's awesome. Rav Shimon talks about, the Gemara brings a braisa, Goyrer Odom Mito Kise V'Safsol. A person may drag, wants to transport a piece of furniture. Goyrer Odom Mito Kise V'Safsol V'Vashle Yiskaven Lasses Chritz. A person may drag this piece of furniture, a bed, a chair, bench, as long as that his intention is not to make a chritz, to make a hole, to make a in the ground while he's going, the feet borrow. That's mutter. It's enim skam. Even though there's a malacha of chayfer on Shabbos, and it's being accomplished. Nevertheless, if it's not his intention to do it, it's mutter. That's the Dovah Sheinu Miskaven, and Shimon holds his mutter. Now, it's important to mention over here that we find many times that in Shas, where it tells us that Reb Shimon, Moed Reb Shimon, B'Psikresha V'lo Yomus. P'Psikresha, for example, I think Mora picks, P'Psikresha means you've cut off its head V'lo Yomus, and it won't die. And if a person, the marshal that the Mora is using over there is if a person on Shabbos needs a toy for his child to play with, and he wants to use the head of a bird. He wants to pull it off and give it. Now he's not trying to kill the bird. That's not his intention, right? He just wants to have this thing over here. Right? On that, Gemara says that wouldn't be mutter according to Rav Shimon based on the idea of Dovah Sheinu Miskaven mutter. Right? So it's more than that. Because a psikresha, something which is inevitable to happen, that when you pull off the head, it has to die, until the neshama is a malacha. So that's considered a machavim, a real machavim, right? Machavim. Kipshuta. So if someone's doing something that it's inevitably going to happen, then that's not what we're discussing. That's not any miskaven. On the contrary, that's in the category of miskaven. Right? However that works, right? Simply speaking, that being that you know that it's for sure going to happen, so therefore by doing the mere action, that is considered an intention on what's going to be accomplished, even though that's not necessarily what you're coming to do. Okay, so that's psikresha. So that the whole sugi that we're discussing over here does not involve a psikresha. That means that therefore all the things that we're talking at in our sugi over here, it's possible that it could not happen. Right? It's not inevitable that this malacha is going to happen. Once it's possible that the malacha won't happen, so then we enter the category called Einam Miskaven. Right? He's not, his intention is not to do that. I mean, he's dragging this table. He's not trying to make these photos. Right? He's trying to transport the bed, but just because of the weight of the bed, whatever it is, it's causing to make this chritz. And that's what. And Rav Shimon says, Dovah Sheinu Miskaven is mutter. A person may drag. Rabbi Yehuda argues on that. Rabbi Yehuda, we find Mishnah Beya, end of the second parak. The Gemara over there talks about a wagon. Ve'ene negreres el agabi kelim. That is, a person is only allowed to drag this agolum agabi kelim. If it's only on top of kelim, top of begodim, that doesn't make a chritz. Rabbi Huda Oimer called hakelim enigrom chutz ben hagolum neishi hi kaveshes. So Rabbi Huda over here in this Mishnah says that dragging would be awesome, even though it's an misgavin, it was no intention. Right? So this is basically the source of machlekes of Shimon and Rabbi Huda, whether on Shabbos dovah she'en misgavin is permitted, it's mutter to do it, being that that's not your intention to accomplish the malacha that's happening. Your intention is for other reasons. You're trying to move the bench, the piece of furniture. That's what Rabbi Shimon holds. Rabbi Huda says that nevertheless it's also dovah she'en misgavin is also. Being that it's accomplishing malacha. Now, our Gemara over here discusses another facet of such a case, which the Gemara on Shabbos also discusses, and I'll start with the Gemara on Shabbos. And over here, the Gemara on Shabbos in the second parak. More stuff like this. Reish knishto de botro gorar safsalo la'elo nebim yerabu. More says over a story. The Reish knishto, the Reish knesses of a certain place, he dragged a bench. Dragged a bench in the presence of Rabbi Yemiya Rabba on Shabbos. Omar lei kiman kireb Shimon. So he told him, listen, this that you did it and you understood that it was mutter must be because you passed like I'm sorry. Like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, don't you miscavin? You're trying to move the furniture over here, you're not trying to make the chritz, any miscavin, right? There's no intention to make do the malacha. So on that he commented and he said this. Eimer the Omar Rav Shimon Bigdoilim Dulay Efsha. So now he said that true that Rav Shimon says that a person is allowed to drag something if his intention is not to make the chritz. However, that's only bigdoilim. Only if large bench, right? There's no other way he can't lift it up. It's too heavy. So the only way he could transfer it to lo yefsha, right? It's impossible, right? Difficult for him to do it otherwise. So that's when Rav Shimon said it's mutter. But a small bench which you could have lifted up, that's an efsher that you have the possibility to do it otherwise. That Rav Shimon wasn't matter. So we see that there's another variable over here aside from the kavono to make the chritz, to make the this furrow, this hole that you're doing or not. Then there's another factor over here that could it be done otherwise? Is it efsher to be done in a different way that you don't have to drag it or not? And on that, this gemara, this machlokes actually more over here, and that's what's going to come up in a gay to us over here that Rabbi Yemi Rabba told the Reish Krishna over there that what you did is not permitted. You can't rely on Rav Shimon to do what you're doing because you're dragging a bench that could be lifted. It's efsher. It's possible to be done otherwise. So in such a case, the fact that you're aloy mechavin is not going to give you a heter. Rav Shimon agrees with Rav Yehuda in such a case that if it's efsher, even though you're aloy mechavin, it's still awesome. And the more it goes on, machlek is about this or not. But that's the second point over here, which our sugya really goes around. Even though there's a general machlokes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon concerning Dover She'enim Miskaven, is that in all cases or not? There's another piece that we have to deal with, that is it efsher to do it otherwise? Right, that's the situation. Now this Gemara over here in Shabbos is when they get to Hilchos Shabbos. Right, see, from our Gemara, the Gemara is talking in general. by other Yisurim also. Yisur Hanoh, Rashi tells us that an Yisur Hanoh of smelling a reyach of a Vodizorum, this is what the Gemara is discussing over here. By Shari Surim, it's an Isser Hano, but he's not Mechavan, he's a walking boy, he has to get to where he has to get. That's why he'll be a Loi Mechavan as far as getting the Hano, but the question is he an Efsher or not an Efsher concerning this case? I think that in general the Gemara is talking about. Now let's see the Gemara. And what we have to always keep in mind is that there definitely is a machlekes, like we see in Shas, a machlekes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon. They definitely argue in a certain case. And then other cases, they might agree to each other. Right? So we always have to identify where the machlekes is. Okay. Zot Gemara on Chafei Yom Beis, we're starting. Itma. See where it is? It's almost around halfway down, a little more than halfway down. First word on the left, last word on the line, left side. Itma. Hano habole le'odem bal korchei. Hano that comes to a person bal korchei against his will, which means in this Gemara that that's not his intention. It's not here. He's not here in order to benefit of Hamis Hano. Rashi says over here, now we'll see. Rashi later says the case. Not right away. A person, well, we'll see. Like based on Rashi later, a person has to go back. He's doing what he's doing, and he passes by an area which is offering Hano from in Isureno, but he's not here for that purpose. It's not why he has to walk down this street. So it's not more like this. Hano habol odom bal korcho. Abay omer muteres v'rov omer asuro. So machoikas abayin rov, machoikas amiroim. Whether it's mutter for a person to put himself in such a situation, or it's also, on the one hand, he is having the Hano. On the other hand, it's without an intention. Bal korcho. Now the Gemara says like this. Like we mentioned before, you have the Kavona and you have the Efshar, like we saw on this chart over here. Right? These are the two variables that we're working with. Whether does he have intention to be Nene? That's one point. And then Efshar is that... that does this have to be done in a way which is going to give him the Hano or not? Could it be done otherwise? So the Gemara says as follows. Ef sheva kom mechavin, or loy ef sheva kom mechavin, kuli amalei pligi da osir. This is the first law in the Gemara, the two lashonis in the Gemara, as far as what the machlekes abayin in Rava is. First law says as follows. These two cases, basically, the point of this is that as long as there is a kavana, there's no question that it's also. Therefore, the Gemara says, "Efshe v'kam mechavin." If it's possible to do what you have to do otherwise without getting the hano, that's efshe v'kam mechavin. So this will call tarti l'reyusa, right? There's two strikes against him over here. It's efshar possible to do it without getting to know whatever he's doing. He could walk down a different street, right, to get to the komachavin, and he's having an intention. And that the Gemara says that case definitely is also loy efshar mekomachavin, and even if it's loy efshar if not possible, the only way to get to where he has to walk down the street. However, he's a mechavin. He's having intention to benefit from the this Isser Hano. Definitely is also. So as long as there's a kavan involved, the first lashon says, then it's definitely osur, no question. Which we hear very good, right? Because that's the basis of the heter in the machlokes of Shimon and of Yehuda, is the fact that you're not mechaven. Over here you are mechaven. Right? So the Mishnah, the Gemara is saying over here that once there's kavana, then definitely there's a basis to asim. The Gemara says, loy efshir v'loy mechaven. Now this is the other extreme. This is what we call a tarti l'mal yuso. Loy efshir v'lemechaven. Loy efshir. It's not possible for him to do what he's doing other in another way. V'loy mechaven, and he's not having intention to benefit, to have the hano. Kule alma loy pligi deshori. Everyone holds that it's mutter. Definitely mutter to do this. Ki pligi, so then where is the machlekes abayin rovo? Gemara says, the efshir v'loy mechaven. In a case where it's a loy mechaven, that's what we mentioned before, right? Definitely the heter is based on a loy mechaven. But the question over here is, it's an efshir, he could do it otherwise. Is this also mutter? Now the Gemara says like this, Ali Rabbi Yehuda, the Amad Ovesh, Enim Iskavin, Osu, Kliyam, Le Pligi, the Osu. The Gemara says, this machlekes, Amiroim, Machlekes, Abayin, Ravim, that we just decided that the machlekes is in a case of Efshev Loi Mechavim, the machlekes, whether it's mutter or not, is definitely not a question in Shita Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Enim Iskavin is also. So definitely, in this case over here, Efshev Leke Mechavin is not going to be Mutter Kointer of Yehuda. That's what it means. I'll leave the Yehuda, Domad Ovshem Miskavin also, we am Le Pligi the also. They're not arguing in the Shita of the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda. So he definitely, in the case that they're discussing, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, everyone holds, definitely is also. Abai said that it's Mutter, he wasn't talking according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ki Pligi, I'll leave the Rabbi Shimon. Machlekes is a coin to Rabbi Shimon. The Amad Ovshem is Kavin Mutter. Abaya holds. The Machlekes is a coin to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the one who holds Ovshem is Kavin Mutter. And now there's going to be Machlekes in this case whether the heter of Einam is Kavin of Yehuda, of Rabbi Shimon, excuse me, is applicable. That's the Machlekes. Keep Pligi Ali with Rabbi Shimon. The Amad Ovshem is Kavin Mutter. Abaya Kerab Shimon. Abaya holds that Reb Shimon over here means that Reb Shimon's din of Dom HaShem Iskavin Mutter applies even over here. As long as you're Einam Iskavin, even though you're an Efshir, even though you could really do what you want to do in a way not to benefit, but the mere fact that you're Einam Iskavin, that's the basis of the Heter. You don't need any more than that. So even though as far as whether you really need to do this or not, you don't. Right? You're an Efshir, you could do it otherwise. But that would make a difference. Abaye holds that Reb Shimon's heter is based on the fact that your name is Kavan. That's what it means. Abaye Reb Shimon, Ravo. Ravo, who says that this case is Osir, that means that he's saying that Reb Shimon's heter doesn't apply over here. I can't like Omar Reb Shimon. The heter of Reb Shimon was only said till a certain point. Elahecha de loy efshon. Avalhecha de efshaloy. Reb Shimon was only matter ein miskaven only when you have that second factor in addition. When you're a loy efshir. When you have the tartil mayuso, there's no kavana, and you don't have a different choice. It's a big bench, right? You can't lift it up. So that's where Reb Shimon says that it's mutter. However, in this case over here, talking about a small bench, so even though you're in miskavin, your intention is not to make the chritz over here, but since that it's efshir, you could have done it a different way. So Rav Shimon agrees with Rav Yehuda that it's awesome. So let's hear this. So according to the Lishna Kama, that's in the Gemara over here, the machlekes Abayin Rova is machlekes in Shitas Rav Shimon, and basically the question over here is, how extensive is the heter of Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon says the Dovash in miskavin is mutter. Is the fact that he's an Einam Iskavin, is that the basis for the heter regardless of whether it's Efsher or Lay Efsher. Right? That's what Abaye says. Abaye says that Shimon is Mutter, even if it's Efsher, even if you could do otherwise. The mere fact that it's Ein Miskaven, that's the basis of the Heter. We don't have to look any further. We don't need anything else to give us the Heter of Reb Shimon. And that Rava says that no. This that Reb Shimon was Mutter to be Ger, Kis V'Safsal, is only if it's a large one. Only like this one in the Gemara over there. Rabbi Amir Rabba. Right? That only if you have the second factor, it's on the one hand, it's Ein Miskaven, but also it's a large thing that you can't do otherwise. It's a Lo Yefshir. Lo Yefshir, that's when it's Mutter. But in this case over here, when it's an Efshir, see, even Rav Shimon would agree that it's also. Now, according to this, let's just make the Cheshbon now, right? So, if we're saying that Rav Shimon agrees, right, according to Rava, that if Rav Shimon agrees that it's also, if you don't have two variables, then it's also, and he only gave a heter when it was, you have both things, it's a loy efshir, and it's a loy mechavin, that's where Rav Shimon was matter. So Rabbi Yehuda, who argues on Rav Shimon, obviously has to be arguing in that case. And he's saying that even though you have both things, nevertheless it's awesome. That's what should come out according to this. Right? Now the Gemara by us over here, at first glance, seems to be a little confusing, because didn't the Gemara just tell us a few lines before? And the Gemara says, when you have the title Mayusa, when you have the both factors, it's Lo Yefshir, it's a big bench, you can't take it, you can't carry it, and Lo Yefshir, Kuli Am Le Pligi Dishori, everyone holds that it's Mutter. The Gemara says, everyone says that it's Mutter. So the explanation to that, as Tosfos speaks out, is that when the Gemara is saying, this is what gets a little confused, and we have to keep the two things separate over here. We have Machlekes Tanoim, which is Machlekes of Shimon and of Yehuda, and it's Machlekes Amiroim, Abaya, and Rav. Right? The Gemara over here is talking about the Machlekes Abaya and Rav. So therefore, when the Gemara before said that when you have Tantal Malyusa, when you have the fact that it's an Ein Miskaven, and it's also a Layefshir, everyone holds that it's Mutter, we were talking in the Shitas Amiroim, not necessarily in the Shitas of the Tanoim. Because definitely, according to Rava, that Rava says that Rav Shimon was only matter when you have the Tartil Mayusa. So according to him, Rabbi Yehuda, who argues, is even when you have the Tartil Mayusa, even when you have two things going for you. So when the Gemara before said that Lo Yefshir Lo Kamacham Kol Amalei Pligi Disharin, the Kuli Alma means Abai in Rava, doesn't mean to say that even if Yehuda holds its Mutter. Because according to Rava Akoponim, Rabbi Yehuda will ask Rabbi Chai Gavna. Now, okay, you hear that's that first point that we want to make. Now, once we have that, so now let's talk according to Abaye. Right? Abaye says that Rabbi Shimon is Matir, once you're an Miskaven, you only need that factor. I mean, even though you're an Efsher, you could have done it a different way. It's a light bench. You could have done it. The fact that you're an Miskaven, it's Mutter, right? And definitely Rehuda argues on that. Now, according to this, what would be if it was a Loy Efsher? Right? If it was a Loy Efsher, what would Rehuda say in such a case? Right? So, according to this, that it definitely could be, and that's what Rashi mentions, that according to Abaye, that the whole machlekes is backed up, right? That according to Abaye, the heter of Reb Shimon only needs the Einam Miskaven, and Rabbi Yehuda is arguing over there. So the Rabbi Yehuda, we only have to say that Rabbi Yehuda argues because it's Efsher, but if you'd have Taka two both. both of the Sibis to be matter, then even Rabbi Yehuda would be masking. Where it comes out, therefore, that the Machlekes Abaye and Rava in Shita Reb Shimon really has an effect on Rabbi Yehuda also. Because depending on where Reb Shimon was matir, will also define for us where Rabbi Yehuda asked. If Reb Shimon is matir, even when you only have one tzad heter, or the Ein Mechaven HaKoponim, that's enough basis. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda asks. Yehuda asks because it's efshir in such a case, but in the case when you have Enes Gavin, which is loy efshir, so even Rabbi Yehuda will be matir. Right? That's the cheshbon according to Kunt Abaye. But according to Rava, Rava says that no, Rabbi Shimon wasn't matir just with the mere factor in Enes Gavin. Rabbi Shimon himself needs both. He needs to be an Enes Gavin and also has to be a loy efshir. You can't do otherwise. I mean to say, there has to be a big bench. That's where Reb Shimon gave the heter. If that's true, so Rabbi Yehuda, who argues, will argue even in such a case. Not even. That's where the whole machlokes first is, right? So Rabbi Yehuda's chumrah comes out is that even if you have both reasons to be matir. See, if you look at the Tosis over here, Tosis speaks this out right away in the Gemara, which clears up some confusion. The Gemara says when you have what we call the Tartil Mayusa, you have the both benefits, both reasons for Heter. It's a loy efshir, big bench, you can't carry it any other ways, and loy mechaven is not intending to make the chritz. Kuli amale pligi. The Mara says that everyone holds that it's mutter. Taisa says, Lalishne kama nir lefarish, koin te lishne kama v'gimorum. The way to explain this line, the kuli amale koi abai v'rova. The kuli amale is in the amiroim, not in the amiroim. Abai v'rova. V'le pligi de shori, and this that the Mara is saying, that abai and rova, everyone agrees that definitely it's mutter, is going according to Rav Shimon. That even Rava, who answers in our sugya, he's matir, that Rav Shimon definitely is matir b'chai gavna. The Rabbi Yehuda, also, because in Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be also, we'll see, there's going to be a tzad iser. So when the Mora says, loy pligi, kuliyam le pligi, that it's mutter, Taisa says, that's going in the Amirah, Mabai, and Rava, in Shitas, Rav Shimon. The Gemara can't be saying that according to Yehuda it's mutter, because as Tosfos will explain to us, that definitely someone has to hold that Yehuda asks b'chai gavna. The Harava Moki plucked at Yehuda Reb Shimon v'lo yefshar v'lo yemechaven. The way Rava learned the machlekes between Yehuda and Reb Shimon was in the case of Tartel Mayuso lo yefshar lo yemechaven, because the be'efshar ka'omar moed Reb Shimon da osar, because in the first Lashon, Rava is the one who's limiting the heter of Reb Shimon, and he's saying that according to Reb Shimon, if it was Efshir to do it otherwise, Reb Shimon wouldn't be matir. So that means Reb Shimon's whole heter is only when you have Tartel Mayusa, when it's Loy Efshir and Loy Kemechavin, that's where Reb Shimon gave his heter. And on that, Rabbi Yehuda's arguing. So it's clear, according to Rava, that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is Osir in all circumstances. Even when you're a loy mechaven and it's a loy efshin. So that's the point that Tosfos says, that when we read the Gemara over here, we shouldn't be misled, we shouldn't be confused, that the Gemara means to say kuli alma means that there's no one that could possibly hold that it's also in such a case. We don't mean that. We mean that in the machlekes amirem, Abaye and Rava, and they're arguing according to Lishna Kama in Shitas Reb Shimon, everyone holds that definitely Reb Shimon's heter was said in such a case. The question is, does it extend even if you're merely an Ein Mechavin, even if you're an Efshir? That's the machlekes over there. But as far as Rabbi Yehuda Shita, according to Rava, it has to be that Rabbi Yehuda will hold that even when you have the title Mayusa, even when you're Ein Mechavin and it's a Lay Efshir, nevertheless it's awesome. Because that, according to Rava, is only where Reb Shimon himself was matter. Right? Shimon was matter there, and Yehuda argues on Reb Shimon, so Machlekes will have to be in that case.
According to Reb Yehuda, it's also to retroactively, or like it's...
No, you can't in the first...
You can't in the first place.
Right, you can't do in the first place. Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And would Abaye agree to that? For Rava, we're forced to say that because there would be no machlokas. But according to Abaye, where there's a machlokas in Efshar, v'lomas chavein, so we're not forced to say it, but then again, the Gemara didn't say anything about it.
Right, right. Right, so I don't know if we have any, as far as this cheshbon is concerned, forced into anything. Okay, so this is a lishna kama that the machlokes Abaye and Rava concerning the din of hanoah haboli ba korcha is machlokes in shitas Reb Shimon.
Rashi doesn't speak it out, right? Rashi.
I'm thinking. Maybe Rashi says in the second lashon. That's what I thought was a Rashi, but I don't see it right now.
It makes sense that Rashi is masking the places, no?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the point that the point places right. definitely is true, right? The question just is like Shmuel is being ma'orer that. Are we forced? Right? We're just saying that there's a possibility. That even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, right? But we don't have any hechach as far as that's concerned.
Also, is Rav the same as Yirmiyahu ben Arba on Shabbos? Is it the same exact when he says Gedolim?
B'chayim, right? B'chayim. B'chayim. That's that shita. Yeah. Okay. Now let's see. Let's see the second lashon of the Gemara now. Zok the Gemara. Here, Ikadamri, I'm sorry. Ikadamri, right? This is more like around 8 lines from the bottom. Ikadamri is a different way of understanding the machlekes Abaye and Rav. Ikadamri, Efshar, Veloy Mechavin, Haino Pluktaihu, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. According to this lashon, at machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon, is definite. Right, that's could be that in Mashmois that Matt Machlekes before where Machlekes was. Akoponim the Gemara says like this: according to this lotion that Efshar v'loy mechaven, we know the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon is definitely talking about Einam mechaven. This Gemara is saying that. Even though you're an Efshar, the Machlokes is by an Efshar v'lo Mechavin. That's the Machlokes, meaning to say that everyone agrees according to this lashon that Reb Shimon's Heter does not require any more than an Einam Mechavin. Even though you're an Efshar, but since you're an Einam Mechavin, a Hainam Pluk Taim, Rabbi Huda, Reb Shimon. So this is where the Gemara is veering off from the possibility from the Gemara before. Gemara is saying over there, according to this, that Shitas Rava in the Gemara before, everyone, no one holds like that now, right? This Gemara is saying that definitely, according to Reb Shimon, the Heter is once your Einam is Kavan. Hainu Plutai Reb Huda Reb Shimon. Loy efsher v'loy kamechavin kol mi amale pligi d'shori. In this case over here, that in this Gemara, therefore the Gemara is saying that being that the whole machlekes is Reb Shimon, is Reb Shimon is only requiring the enim is kavin, even though you're an efsher, and who argues on that? So in this Gemara, when the Gemara is saying loy efsher loy kamechavin kol mi amale pligi d'shori, this will refer to even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's matter, if you have the title Mayus, so according to this, even Rabbi Yehuda's matter, if you have an Einim Miskaven together with a Loyevshin. Kipligi, what's the Machlekes? Now this Kipligi is goes on Abai and Rav, right? Because we just spoke out what the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is. Right? Kipligi, Abai and Rav, what's their Machlekes? Duloy Efshin v'kom Mechavin. A new case over here, a Mechavin. Ki pligi duloy Efshin v'kom Mechavin. In a case when a person doesn't have a choice otherwise, however, he is Mechavin. Now the Gemara says like this, Aliwa de Rab Shimon de Ozel Bosa Kavon Kliyam le pligi de Osir. According to Rab Shimon, the Ozel Basa Kavono, that according to Rabbi Shimon Kavono, is the deciding factor. And the same way Rabbi Shimon holds that once you're in Enemus Kavan, it's Mutter. So it'll follow that if you are a Mechavan, even though you're a Layefsher, it's going to be definitely going to be awesome. That's what the Mara says. In this case over here, when it's a Layefsher, I'm sorry, it's a Layefsher, and it's a Mechavan, the fact you're a Leyefshir, you don't have another choice. That would be a tzad hetim. But on the other hand, you're a Mechavin. According to Shimon, who that kavon is kaveya, so there's no question, definitely is awesome. Keep playing like Rabbi Yehuda. The Mora comes, is Mora was dealing over here with a Dover Chodosh, that generally we understand that Rabbi Shimon is the Mekel, and Yehuda is the Machmir. Right? Rabbi Shimon says that once you, that because of Enim Miskavin, it becomes Mutter, and according to Yehuda, Enim Miskavin is not necessarily a basis for Heter. According to the second Lashon of the Gemara, it comes out, a Chiddush, that we have a Tzad, we have a possibility to make a according to Yehuda over Rabbi Shimon. That the Gemara is going to say that based on what we might be able to take out from Yehuda, that Kavona doesn't play a role. So what plays a role will really be just the Efsher and Layefsher. So therefore it's possible that even if there is a Kavono, but once you're a Layefsher, you can't do otherwise, so then it'll be Mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Machlekes Abai in Rav, according to this Lashon, is Machlekes in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and we're talking about a new case. Talking about a case where Hitaka has Kavono, but it's Leyevshim. So when the Gemara says, according to this, Hano Habola Ol Bal Korchai, there are two different ways of explaining what that Bal Korchai is. According to the first case of the first Lashon in the Gemara, it was the Bal Korchai was a Kavona issue. But according to this Lashon in the Gemara, that he has Kavona over here, so the Bal Korchai is as far as concerning the Efsher and Leyevshim. We're talking about a case where it's Leyevshim, right? It's a big bench, right? He has to walk down the street. Right? He doesn't have a choice. As far as that, that's the Baal Korcho. That's what he doesn't have the choice. But as far as the actual Kavanah, we're talking about a case that he is intending to benefit, to have Hano. He is intending for the Melocha. So I think Mar says as follows. Ki pliga lib de Yehuda, the Omar loishno miskavim, loishno sh'enim miskavim. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that Miskaven doesn't make a difference. Efsher is also that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though you're ain't a Miskaven, since it's Efsher, it's also. And that one is Abaya Rabbi Yehuda. Abaya holds that so too over here, Kavono will not make a difference. That's the one is Abaya Rabbi Yehuda. It means Abaya is saying that it follows the logic of Rabbi Yehuda. And if Rabbi Yehuda is going to tell us that as far in the case when it's Efsher, if you could do it otherwise, then it's always Osir, even though you're Einim Miskaven. So he derives from that the establishing factor is the efsher and lo efsher. That's what establishes the heter and the iser. Kavanah doesn't play a role. So therefore, he's going to come out that in the case when you're a lo efsher, so that'll be a basis for a heter, even though you are a mechavu. That's what means Abai Rabbi Yehuda. Abai, who's matir, he's saying his heter in Rabbi Yehuda. In the point of the Sfar of Rabbi Yehuda, it follows like that. The Rava, Omar Loch, and Rava will tell you, no, Rabbi Yehuda will not be matir. I can't let come Rabbi Yehuda, she'in miskav, ki miskav, and el chumra. The only time we find that Rabbi Yehuda says Einim Miskavin Ki Miskavin, that he deals with Einim Miskavin similar to that of a Miskavin, was only L'chumra. And what he's saying is that even though you don't have the Miskavin to be the reason why it's Osir, nevertheless it'll be Osir because of the Efshir, the fact that it was Efshir. Avo Miskavin, Kish Einim Miskavin, L'kula Loyomar. Loy. But Lakula we don't find, meaning to say that to now say that Kavanah doesn't play a role at all, that we don't find. We just find that he holds that the fact that something is Efsher is a reason to Aser. But now we have another question. What about a Kavanah? Is Kavanah itself also a reason to Aser, even though you don't have the reason of Efsher? So that's what Abai is arguing with Rava. So it comes out according to the second logic. It's Machlokes Abai and Rava according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. We know Rabbi Yehuda, according to this, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that in the case when you're Einim Miskavim, however, it's Efshir, it's also according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Machlokes over here is that we definitely see that I don't need Kavanah to Aser. I see on the other hand that the fact that it's Efshir is possible to otherwise is a Siba to Aser. The question over here is that could we derive from over there therefore that Kavanah doesn't play a role at all? And everything, there's only one Siba Sa'oyser, there's only one cause for Iser, which is the fact that Efshir you could have done it otherwise. And if that's true, so if you're lacking that cause, in the case where it's Lo Efshir, you can't do otherwise, even though you're a Mechavin, there'll be Mutar contribute. That's what Abaya holds. And on that, Rava says that no, we don't have the right to derive that from there. All we see according to Yehuda is the Chumrah. That we see that even though you're Einim Miskavin, the fact that it's Efshir, that's a reason to Aser. But we don't have the right to take that from over there, therefore that Kavanah doesn't play a role in Asering. Even according to Yehuda, we can't make a new machlekes about this. And the same way Kavanah is a cause to answer according to Reb Shimon, then according to Yehuda, he also agrees with that. He's just adding an additional cause to answer, that the fact that it's a Efshir, that's also a cause to answer, but not meaning to say that today that everything is dependent on that, and if you don't have that reason to answer, then it'll be Mutter. Right, that's the Machlokes over here according to this Gemara. Right, so that's what we have over here. The two Lashonis in the Gemara, Machlokes Abai and Rava. Let's quickly review this over here, and hopefully it's clarified a little bit over here. The Gemara talks about that Hanoah Habole Baal Korchai, in a situation where a person is being nene from something which is Osir, and he's getting the Hanoah Baal Korchai, Machlokes Abai and Rava. Abai says that it's Mutar, Rava says that it's Osir. Two Lushanis in the Gemara to understand that in whose shita are they arguing. There's a machlek, a general machlek, like we talked about Rabbi Yehuda and B'Shimin. Tovah Shem Yiskav, whether it's Mutar and it's Aser. And according to the two Lushanis, there's a difference of understanding where Abaya and Rav were arguing. According to the first Lushan, they were arguing in Shita's Rabbi Shimon. Right? Rabbi Shimon, who says Tovah Shem Yiskav is Mutar, the machlekes was that what's the extent, how far-reaching is the heter of Reb Shimon based on the fact that it's an Einim Miskavin? Is Einim Miskavin alone the reason for the heter of Reb Shimon? Even though you're an Efshir, you could have done it otherwise. You're dragging a light bench. Right? You really could have picked it up. Right? Does Reb Shimon's heter even extend to such a case? Abai says, yeah, even in such a case, Rav Shimon is matter. Rava says, no, that in such a case, Rav Shimon was not matter. Rav Shimon was only matter only when you have the tantal mal yusum, when you have, in addition to the fact that you're not intending, but you couldn't do it otherwise. It's a heavy bench. So that's what the Mara means, that it's machlekes in shitas Rav Shimon. According to Rav Yehuda, there's no question. Definitely in that case, it'll be awesome. Right? As a matter of fact, we discussed, according to Rav Yehuda, maybe it'll be awesome even in the case when you have the tantal mal yusum. That's the first lashon in the Gemara. And we explained that according to this, when the Gemara says Hanoah Habol al Bal Korchai means the fact that he's not mechaven, right? He doesn't have intention. According to the second lashon in the Gemara, that they were not arguing in Shitas Reb Shimon. Everyone agrees that according to Reb Shimon, definitely you have the heter as long as you ain't a mechaven, you're fine. That means that according to Reb Shimon, in order to aser, you have to be a mechaven. If you're not a mechaven, and on that, Rabbi Huda argues. Rabbi Huda says that even though you're not a mechaven, nevertheless it's awesome. When you have tartal ma'yus, according to this second lashon, even Rabbi Huda is matter. That means according to Rabbi Huda, comes out from what we see over here, that according to Rabbi Huda, that what's he's arguing on Rabbi Shimon is that even without a mechaven, You have a cause for Isser, which is the fact that actually you could have done otherwise, a light bench, that you could have picked it up. That's what we have. Now on that comes the Machlekes Abayinov, in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda now. Right? That's according to the second notion. In Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, what could we take out from Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? Abayi says that what I see in Rabbi Yehuda is that everything is dependent on Efshin LeEfshin. Kavona plays no role at all. Therefore, it'll come out according to Baya, a kula, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who usually is the machmer. It'll be a kula, because things will turn around now according to this. That if according to Rabbi Yehuda, kavona doesn't play a role, and the deciding factor is just the efshar and leefshar, so it could come out, Dr. Baya, that even if he has kavona, but if it's a leefshar, then it'll be mutter. And that's what the Hanoh Haboli Val Korchai means the fact that it's Efshir, right? There's no other way to get to where he wants to go. He has to walk down this street. So according to Yehuda, since it's Lo Efshir, it'll be Mutter. Even though he's a Mechavn, according to Shimon, it'll be also Mechagavn. Right? He's a Mechavn. And on that, Rava argues on that. He says that even according to Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda definitely agrees with whatever Rabbi Shimon says, that's what Rava's saying, that he definitely agrees that kavana itself is a reason to aser. He's just adding, and he says, in addition to this, that kavana is a cause for iser, but the fact that it's efshir is also a cause for iser. Just because you take away the efshir factor, and now it's a loy efshir, doesn't mean that you're lacking a cause for iser. And therefore, Rav is going to say, b'chai gavna, even Rabbi Yehuda also will agree that it's aser. That means you need one of two causes for Isser, according to Yehuda. Either the fact that it's Efshir, even though there's no Kavana, or the fact that it was Kavana is a reason to Asser, even when it's Lo Efshir. Let's just jump to the end of the Gemara. The Gemara over here, we saw that the Gemara brings Rayas over here, In the second lashon, that's the first thing. The Gemara goes on a tangent in between over here, and then the Gemara comes back to the Rayas on the bottom of the Amud. I'm sorry. By the Toshma. Let's just do the last Raya in the Gemara. On Chavov Amud Beis, before the two dots, Toshma. Moichei Ksus, Moichei Kedakun. The Mishnah says as follows. It's concerning Shatnishail. Moichen Ksus, Moichen Kedakon. See, what they used to do was then, at the time, was that the seller used to try on the garment, the suit, and that how the potential buyer sees how it looks. Right? I'm not sure how, why, you know, it's going to help him, how it looks on him. But he sees in general, you know, how it is. So we're talking about selling things which are shatnez. So could a Yiddish manager, please, when he's selling, could he try it on to show it to the other person? He's not, you know, his intention is not to wear this thing. He's not trying to mischam. He just, you know, just trying to show it to the buyer. So the Mishnah Moichik says Moichik Kedaken Uvatshu Iskavim Mecham Nechamim Uvusham Neagshomim. Fine, right? Since it's the enemy Iskavim, right? As long as you're not having intention to benefit from the wearing of the clothes, it's mutter. But Snuim Mavshil Lacharim B'Makel. Moichik says that Snuim, right? Those who were more machmer wanted to be more careful. So Mavshin Lachrim B'Makel, they used to have some kind of stick that used to, you know, hold up the beged, and it wasn't lying on them that they should go into the Shatnez Shaila. And that the Gemara says, V'hohocha de'efsher le'mevad kitznuim. This case over here, that you see that it's possible to do it otherwise, right? Efsher le'mevad kitznuim, that a person could do it, nevertheless, v'chilei mechavin shori, and nevertheless, that the Mishnah says that people who are not snum is mutter to do that. So what's the case over here? We have a case over here, which is an efsher. You could do it a different way. And the mere fact that it's a ein mischavin is a basis of the heter. So at the mor to yufto, laman de misni lishnekama, derova to yufto. On that, the Gemara says, let's make the cheshbon, right? Where is this question directed to? We have a teyufta over here. So the Gemara is saying that this is a kasha on Rova in the Lishna Kama. Because let's remember over here, according to the Lishna Kama, the machlekes was how far does Rav Shimon's heter of Enim Miskaven extend? Rav Shimon said, Enim Miskaven, if you're not Miskaven, it's mutter. On that, there's machlekes abayin Rova. Rova says that even Rav Shimon, who was mad by Enim Miskaven, that's only it's Liefshir, there's no other way to do it. That's where Rav Shimon is mad. But if you have another way of doing it, then there's no heter. Even Rav Shimon, who's mad by Enim Miskaven, will agree to Yehuda that it's also. On that fact, well, you see there's a mission over here. The mission tells us we're talking about a situation where it's an Enim Miskaven, even though you could do it otherwise, you don't have to wear in the shatnez, you could, you know, have it up on the hanger, right? That they have, that it's the stick that they have over it, right? So that's more cool. So this is a case of an efsher, and the mere fact that it's Enim Miskaven is the basis of the heter. So this is a teyufta on Rava according to the Lishna Kam. According to Lishna Basra, obviously the question was a different question. According to Rabbi Yehuda, by case of a mechavin, it doesn't talk to this. But this Mishnah over here is, It's directed to the machlekes in Shitas Reb Shimon, which is the question of the Lishna Kama and the Gemara. And over here, this mission tells us that the mere fact that it is Enim Miskaven, even though it's Efshir, but if not, it's Mutas, that's a raya, that Shitas Reb Shimon of Enim Miskaven extends even to such a case. That's what the Gemara says, to Yufta on Rova, according to Lishna Kama.